Listener Production.
This podcast is being recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this country and elders past, present. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us today.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Everybody, we're back. Woo! And we have, I mean, not that we went anywhere. We literally have done like 5 million episodes in the past week. But listen, we're back. I know you missed us after our 17th episode of the past 6 days. But exciting times. We have new podcast artwork. Woo! Hopefully you found us. Hopefully you found it. Hopefully you didn't unsubscribe because you saw the new podcast artwork. fearful.
Also, new season.
New season, I guess, if that means anything.
You've been around for 4 years. Like, it's awesome.
I know. It's been four years, Chook. So I thought it was time for a new podcast artwork that wasn't just a random drawing that I did at 4 a.m. one day randomly. So that's really exciting for everyone involved, including us. And now we have my face on the podcast artwork as per marketing requests and suggestions from the network. So there we go. There's a bit of transparency, a bit of BTS. People think my face should be on things, which I don't love. When I was going to write a book, I was like, can we not have my face in it? It's like, guys, I just think it's a bit tacky, but do love this podcast artwork.
Yeah.
You did a lot of this. So you found the photographer and the artist and it's all driven by you, baby.
Big girl. Camilla Varga. Yeah, Rocket did the photography. Love him. Camilla Collages did the vibe. Went through a few different drafts. I'm not sure that any of you really care. But look, love the photo.
All the lips are real. The eyes, everything.
The lips are real. My eyes are my eyes, guys. The love hearts are Millie Savage earrings that Rocket just took photos of. I mean, it's very cute. It's vibes. But today, because we were like, what should we do for the new season and for the new artwork to like celebrate it? Should we get a certain guest on? Couldn't get a certain guest on because, oh, they lost their voice. It's like, grow up. me, lose my voice all the time. I'm going, get over it. Put yourself through pain. Put a numbing spray in your throat and come in. No, but we did think, what can we do? And something that's very it's a lot is my rants. So Lem and Oscar had the idea to get you guys send in your rants of what you want to rant about. It could be something serious, like a political issue, or it could have been something that's silly, like my hate for the Northern Rivers. Although that isn't silly, that's very serious. And it's very real for me. Even thinking about that area makes me angry. So Lem's got a compilation of people's rants.
Sorry.
Oh, you're right.
I just got granola.
She gets emotional about it.
She goes, oh my God, I just love the rants. I just love them.
But also credit to Amy, by the way, because that was also her idea.
Love
but
it.
But in terms of the rants, Abby will only have 1 minute to respond to each of
them. A minute?
Oh, do you want more? We're making up rules as we're going.
Okay.
All right, fine. 2 minutes.
Okay, give me two. A minute. A minute I can't even get my first sentence out. All right. I'm doing run-on sentences left, right, and center. Okay, I want two. I want 2 minutes. And how many do we have, Lem?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We might not be able to go, 7. We might not be able to go through all of them, but if we do, it's great. If not, we'll do it at another episode.
Let's start it because I really want to hear your rant. So thank you to everyone that sent in a rant. Lem looks very excited, which makes me piss. I don't know what they are, by the way. I haven't heard any of them yet. And I'm not going to interrupt until my time like it's a debate or a joint anger. All right. Okay. Let's go.
You know what really fucks me off? So I had a doctor's appointment this morning, right? It was the 9 a.m. very first appointment that was available. Mm-hmm. Now, I made this appointment 2 weeks ago, specifically on a day where they had a 9 a.m. appointment because that's the very first one they take for the day. That's their earliest one. And I was like, okay, I want to be the first one so that I'm not in the waiting room so I can get straight to work afterwards. Like, I don't want to be waiting around for an hour or whatever. So made sure it was the first appointment. I got there at 8:50 because they're like, make sure you arrive 10 minutes early, right? I was in the fucking waiting room until 9:40.
Shut up.
I was the first appointment. I was just like, how is this even possible that I'm waiting 40 minutes, right, or more because I got there early? How is that possible if I'm the first appointment of the day? I was telling a colleague at work and they were like, oh, you know, doctors apparently when they get in, they sometimes have to like deliver results and whatever and like do paperwork and catch up from stuff from the day before. And I'm like, yeah, cool. Well, then make your first appointment at 9:30 or 9:45. Don't make it at 9 o'clock when you walk in the door and then make everyone wait. And then that's why every appointment is pushed out. And I'm just like, get a better fucking system. I was so angry.
Get a better system. How about you guys leave? If you need a bit of time in the morning to get your little papers together, I love you doctors, but get a grip, please. Why aren't you making it 9:30? Give yourself 15, 20 minutes. Give yourself a little bit of extra. Do your paperwork or get in a bit earlier. Get in a little bit earlier. Come at 8:30 or something. I also feel like another issue that I have with doctors is that when you go to the receptionists, I have a new doctor's clinic now that I go to and they're lovely. But every other clinic you go to that I've been to in my life, they're act like you're asking for their firstborn when you ask for an appointment. And when you go, do I get my rebate? Do I get my rebate? And they go, roll their eyes, go, tap your card. You go, okay, calm the fuck down. I feel like doctors' clinics are the scariest places in the world to go because you know you're going to be there for an hour and also you are terrified of the receptionists. Like, I'm so sorry, but it's actually really scary. I feel like I'm like irritating them. One time I was on the phone in the doctor's clinic and they were like, can you be quiet, please? And I was like, sorry, I'll go and they made me sit outside in the rain. And oh, I was God. Like, sorry. And I swear I wasn't yelling. I know I'm very loud, but I just feel like make your appointments. Or also, if you are a doctor that consistently runs over where you are always doing 20-minute appointments, how about you book for 20-minute appointments rather than 10 or 15-minute appointments? Because then when you do 8 appointments in a day and you're 5 minutes over every time, you're then, what, 40 minutes minimum over? Minimum? People are waiting for 40 minutes? How at 9 o'clock are you running late? I don't understand. I agree. Under 2 minutes. All right.
30 seconds as well. That's like you had 30 seconds to go.
See, doctors take a leaf out of my book and they should just make things a bit faster. A little bit faster.
All right, second one is banana rant.
I do love and respect you, doctors. I love and respect you very much.
So you agree with that rant. Okay.
I agree with that rant. Tick agreed.
Right. So what like fucking like gets to me, like actually like infuriates me, makes my ears go hot, is when I go to Coles or Woolworths and I'm in the produce aisle and I see old mate put his fucking bananas in a green plastic bag. I'm like, are you like, get over yourself. Like, are you fucking dumb? Like, I know it's normally like a Gen X or a boomer, and I know they don't really give a fuck about the environment. Like, it's very obvious by this point that they don't, right? But I kind of do. So, like, can you stop putting every single fucking produce item that you have, like, on your grocery list in a green plastic bag? Because fuck me, you don't need it, especially when it's banana. I get most annoyed about bananas because they're not going to roll away from each other. Like, I know you want to bunch them together to weigh, but they're not. Like, they're in a fucking bunch and you fucking peel it so they're not going to get dirty. And even if you do eat it, like a carrot or something, like, don't you fucking wash it, you piece of shit? You dirty animal. Do you not wash your produce? Do you know how much shit they put on your produce? And you're like, oh, yeah, this green plastic bag. Like, fuck me. Are you dumb? You're dumb. Sorry. Fuck me sideways hard because I can't deal with the level of stupidity. It actually infuriates me. Anyway.
Queen, so true. Okay, first and foremost, bananas come with their own packaging. So you're okay in that regard. I really hate when I see, like, when my sister was living in England, she would send photos of the packaging where they would have bananas in, like, a meat tray with Gladrip over the top. And it's like, they come with their own natural packaging that, as this chook said, are already together. What's the issue? What's the concern here? It also drives me insane. I go, just put them in your basket. Mine's less like, you dirty animal. Mine's more like, stop being so precious. Germs are good for you. That's my theory. I go, germs are good for you. And also they're already germed up. They're not getting more germs from, or less germs from being in the plastic bag. In fact, that's a new environment for them. So if you're choosing one of those plastic bags, you don't know where those plastic bags have been. What's that plastic made of? I know what plastic's made of. Do you? I certainly fucking don't know. How is that helping anyone? I also really dislike when there are like bags of apples, like a kilo of apple. It's like just get like 6 apples and put them in and put them together in your trolley. I don't get why we're having a bit of plastic. Like, it really annoys me. But I also do think that when it comes to like saving the environment, what we actually need is tax on mining companies, not people not using their plastic bags at Woolies. So like, while I do feel this anger as well, and I think about all the dead turtles because of these people who put their fucking bananas in a plastic bag, it's like, get a grip. Or avocados. Sorry, are you chomping on the skin? Are you chomping on the skin?
30 seconds.
I don't know. Are you? I don't fucking know. It's fucking weird. But I do just feel like what we really need is tax on mining companies, and we need some sort of real climate action, like windmills or something. I don't know. I'm not a fuck. Women in STEM, do you know what I mean? They can figure it out. Fuck me.
You okay? With 15 seconds to spare. That was awesome.
Wow, I'm actually being really cunty with this.
All right. Do you want the panda one or the dating apps one?
I want the panda one because I'm intrigued as to what kind of rant someone could have about pandas.
It's my favorite.
Hi, Abby Lemon Oscar. I just wanted to tell you why I hate pandas and why I think they deserve to go extinct. The first point of this is that they're bears. Bears are carnivores. They're huge and they need the amount of energy to move a bear around. They have the gut and teeth of a bear, and yet they will only eat bamboo. They're only going to eat a little bit of leaf, no protein, no energy, and they need to eat so much of this bamboo that they're, like, ripping out all the bamboo in their local habitat, and then they're like, oh, I'm dying because I have nothing to eat because they ate it all because they won't just, like, I don't know, hunt something. Apathetic. Sucks.
Yeah.
Second one is that they don't want to fuck, and I think any animal that doesn't want to fuck just deserves to die. Like, we scientifically know when they're horniest, and then we put them in a room together, male and female panda, and they do nothing. And then we thought, how can we help this out? And so they made panda porn of pandas fucking to show to these pandas to try and teach them how to have sex. And they just aren't disinterested in that. They're incapable of getting horny. And so that's another reason I think they should die. And if they do eventually fuck, their babies are born 1/900th of the size of an adult panda, which means fairly often a female panda with a young baby will just roll over in her sleep and crush her newborn. She has no maternal instincts. She has no care. And we are investing millions of dollars into conservation programs to try and save these things when there's so many better species that are like integral to entire environment surviving. The pandas don't hunt anything. They're not hunted by anything. They just don't have any purpose left on this earth. And now I'm getting quite worked up because I really think pandas deserve to go extinct. And for a reference, I do have a Bachelor of Science in Zoology. And I've just thought this through my entire degree. And scientifically hate pandas, personally hate pandas, spiritually hate pandas.
Wow. Okay, listen, I feel like after hearing that and getting more intel about pandas, pandas sound like they have a victim mentality. Pandas sound like they just aren't trying enough and are going, what's wrong? Why is this happening to us? Why are we going extinct? She's so right. Why are they eating all the bamboo in their area and then complaining about it? You guys were just hungry. You were having nummies. I don't really get it. Also, I feel like I was thinking about just then, I do love pandas. Like, I love pandas. So this is hard for me to say, but if I'm looking at it from this rant and I'm going to be persuaded and open-minded, I mean, if they were a reptile, no one would care.
That's
if they were
so
just
true.
A random lizard, no one would care. Pretty privilege. They have pretty privilege and a victim mentality. That's what pandas have. Do I love pandas? Do I want them to die? I don't think I go as extreme as this person saying I want them to die, but I do see the points. I would like for them to maybe change their mindset. Maybe do a little bit of motivational coaching as a team, as a species. And they can maybe, I don't know, as a team come together and lift each other up, you know, say
they're too heavy.
Maybe, yeah, they are too heavy. Maybe we ration out our bamboo. Although, is the bamboo issue because humans are chopping down the bamboo? It's probably our issue, really. I don't know. I guess I'm going back to the victim mentality of the pandas, but I agree with this. I agree. I don't think they should die. I do love them, but I do see her point in why we're spending millions of dollars on a species that doesn't actually add to the ecosystem. What about the bees? That's my
great.
End. What about the bees, guys?
What about the bees?
Well, the bees are all dying and we need bees to survive.
That's true.
With all the pollination, et cetera. Women in STEM.
Pandas are cute, aren't they?
Pandas are so... I love pandas. I would love for pandas to be able to survive, but I'd love for them to have their intrinsic motivation. That's what I would like them to gain in evolution.
Seconds.
Maybe they'll just get a bit of intrinsic motivation. All right, love you, pandas. I liked that.
They're pretty
fucking
privileged.
I love these rats. Okay. Do you want daylight savings or dating apps?
Do dating apps. And then we'll get daylight savings in a bit because I have fucking words to say about daylight savings.
Hey, Abby. Oh. Hey, team. Thank you so much for allowing space to do these voice rants. They're fabulous. So what I have absolutely fucking had it with. Now, I'm on dating apps like the rest of us women fighting for our lives in Australia. What I'm done with is the second you swap numbers with somebody, they start to just get ridiculously sexual. Oh. Like it's all about ridiculous amounts of cheek and every single thing that you say has to lead to sex. Now, look, I'm 42. I'm a single mum. I'm divorced. You know, I'm a sexual woman. It doesn't bother me if I sleep with you on the first date or the 10th date. That's not what I'm talking about. But read the room. If you're trying to get super sexual with a woman and she's not kind of vibing it back and she's trying to steer the conversation elsewhere, read the fucking room. Because I'm so goddamn done. I'm so fucking done of just constantly having that sexual shit pushed onto you. And half of this context comes out of nowhere. We could be talking about having a coffee and somehow there's a sexual innuendo thrown in there. Oh. Now, like I said, I don't mind it. If I'm vibing with you and we're floating up a storm, cool. Like, you can drop a little thing like here and there. But you know what? If I'm not giving it back, just shut the fuck up. Like, read the room. I'm so fucking done.
Read the cyber room. Okay, I haven't been dating apps since before The Bachelor because, as we know, I'm banned from all of them. So that's a whole other thing, not for doing this. But this is actually a huge issue with me is when, I guess my version is people DMing me and we'll be DMing, or if we meet like in an online way, which is always DMs. I don't know why I said that like there was another option. as if they just like get my number randomly. But I think it's a really, like she was saying, I think she was trying to be not seem as hectic about not liking, going like, oh, okay, I do like sexual things, but this is gross. There is no way for me that I can be attracted to you before I meet you or at least FaceTime you or want to fuck you. There's no way that I can want to fuck you before then. There's actually not, like, I might be maybe into it, but there's no way that I'm going to feel horny enough to start sexting a random person off a dating app or off Instagram because you want to make a little sexual innuendo about getting coffee. Like, meet me first. I think this all comes down to, like, have, like, emotional foreplay. Like, I need to have an emotional connection with you and feel like, as well, the sexuality element of our relationship, whatever it's going to be, is going to be a little bit, I know, it's like a little bit of a mystery still. When you're texting, you're in the area of like, oh, like we're kind of flirting, we're kind of not. Are we going to go on a date or are we not? Are we going to, like, what's going on? If you're going to say, like, show me your pussy, show me your cunt up close, that early on, I'm going to go, you can see it after we have coffee. Okay, you can see that meat after we have coffee. You can get that Reuben with your soy chai. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't see why I'm suddenly meant to want to fuck you just because we've been DMing. Because you have my phone number? No, thank you. I'm not sexting. You don't get the sexting level until I meet you because I might not want to fuck you. Also, how embarrassing sexting someone and meeting them in person, having no sexual chemistry. Your pheromones are misaligning and you're going, I don't actually want to fuck you, but now you see my hole? Like, I don't want that. Like, I don't want to be fucking, like, I don't want you to see inside my body, which is what you'll get with the premium experience with me. I don't want you to have, like, videos of me, like, fucking myself with a 10-inch dildo. I don't want you to have that. What if I meet you and your pheromones are off and I go, oh, I'm wheezy from my pheromones. I don't want that. Like, that's not a thing. So I feel like it's also embarrassing doing, like, a sexual pen pal and then meeting someone and you feel like you have to fuck the man. You're like, well, I better, like, you're like, oh, well, like, we've done all this now. Now I feel like I have to find an excuse to not fuck you. Whereas if we just left the conversation, I can go either way without pressure from you freakazoids now. So, yeah, I agree with this person. And I feel like she should have been harsher. I feel like she was being too nice about it. I feel like the lesson here is, if you want to fuck me, wait until we've had our nummies first. You know what I mean? Wait until we've met. Wait until we've hung out. Let me sniff you and then I'll consider it.
That was overtime, but worth it.
Thank you. I just feel like it's a really gross thing when people like try to get sexual or they do like they do like a wink face and I go, no, thank you. Or like before a first date, they're going, who knows where we'll stay? And I go, I know where we're staying after that comment, separately. You're not coming near my home. My home is a sanctuary. You think you're coming, you're bringing your male energy into my house? You're not. You're not. Also, like, I feel like you want to like the person as a person to want to fuck them.
Yeah. Well,
Oscar, what are your thoughts as a gay man?
Oh, on Grindr, so I feel it's different.
Yeah, Grindr's different.
Yeah, totally. Like, you don't need, it's just like, hey, how are you? Good, good. Photo, what are you into? Are you free now? Come on over. Like, that's okay. And then it's almost like we're getting to know each other while we're having sex.
Through penetration. It is a good icebreaker. Sex is a good icebreaker. It is good.
And then,
good.
You know what? Happy to have coffee afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. So the thing is, like, I love that for you guys. But also, I feel like Grindr is a sex app, right?
No, it's really not. Mainly.
Really?
Well,
mainly it is.
Mainly it could be, but there are a lot of people who just, you know, might want to be friends on there.
And how many friends have you met on Grindr, Oscar?
Not many.
If friendship include exploring each other's holes.
That's a thing.
Oh, then I'd say 100%, yes.
I do have friends that have seen the depths of my holes, but I feel like I want to, it's kind of like when you haven't become official with someone yet and everything's way more exciting leading up to, and then when you become official, like dating someone, you go like, oh, this is still nice, but like the tension isn't there. I feel like it breaks the tension too early. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying it's like it can be gross and can be like confrontational, but I'm like, let me build this tension so when I fuck you, I'm way more excited. Like, don't let me build this question mark of, are we going to fuck? Are we not? So when you kiss me, I go, wow, rather than being like, oh, like, again, you've seen my holes. Like, I don't know where else we're going to go from here. We've kind of already reached a pinnacle. If you're into that, Chooks, I love that for you. But personally for me, I like a big question mark. I like to be deprived.
Beautiful. I relate to that as well. A Melbourne rant or a daylight savings?
Daylight savings.
One. I'm sorry, but how do people not understand daylight savings? It happens every year. Like, with no fault. It happens not even every year. Doesn't it happen twice a year? And people are still like, oh, what is daylight savings? Oh, what is going on? I'm sorry, your hour, you're either losing an hour or gaining an hour. The clock goes back an hour or forward an hour. There is no in between. There is no other option. Like, I'm sorry, how do you not understand this? And, like, these are people who are, they've lived. Like, these aren't teenagers. These are people in their, like, 40s. And I'm just like, it's really not that hard.
It really is that hard, actually. It actually makes no fucking sense at all. Obviously, this person does not live on the fucking border. Obviously, they're not in the fucking Northern Rivers. Because when you're in the Northern Rivers and you want to go to the fucking Coles, you get there an hour early, go to the airport. I go to the airport an hour fucking earlier because you go, it's just across the border. Obviously, this person lives deep in Sydney or deep in Brisbane. Probably Sydney because I'm at fucking daylight saving hours. Also, it is that hard. It's confusing as fuck. It fucks everyone's calendars up. Your calendars go zonk. When I was living in Brisbane, it was so confusing for meetings. Everyone fucks it up for the first 2 or 3 weeks. It's also for no reason except for the fucking cows in Queensland. I think this should just be daylight savings all the time. Why aren't we always saving the daylight is my other question. My daylight savings rant is, why aren't we always saving the daylight? Question mark. Anyone have an answer for me? Why are we spending the daylight every day? Why aren't we every day having a sundown at 8 p.m.? I don't get it. I understand that in winter the days are shorter and blah, 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 blah. But right now is when we need daylight savings, when it's getting colder and when there's less sunlight. I don't understand that. I also am offended at this person saying, it isn't that hard, it doesn't actually matter. It does matter. An hour difference is a big difference. And then also what happens, obviously this person doesn't work with interstate people, because then what happens is Adelaide is like an hour and a half behind. What is that? And then Darwin is different to fucking Adelaide, even though they're on the same fucking line. What the fuck? Why do we have 9 different fucking time zones in this country? Also, then when I post my fucking social and I post things about work, people go, spoiler alert. I go, I'm sorry that you're 90 minutes behind. It's fucking frustrating. Spoiler alert. I'm sorry you're in Brisbane.
10 seconds.
I'm sorry you're across the border. I'm sorry. I wish I could change our savings, but I can't. So actually, it is very difficult. It is very hard. Having daylight savings. Also, my managers are in Queensland. My managers are in Queensland, okay? Do you know how hard it is for them to get calls from me at 6 a.m. in their time? I can't stop. I can't stop that. I have things I want to talk to them about. I call them out. They have a fucking toddler. I call them. I go, sorry for calling you at 6:45, but want to tell you something for this morning. Nightmare for them. Think about them, what they go through being at the Gold Coast, having me as a client, calling them for 2 hours in the morning at 6:45. The poor things. Also, organising guests for the podcast, a little bit difficult. What time? Oh, confusion, confusion, confusion. If I have to go into the fucking, if I'm recording from the Gold Coast, we have to make sure that everyone at the Gold Coast studio and everyone in the Melbourne and Sydney studios, we all know what time. Okay, 11 a.m. Queensland time, 12 p.m. Sydney time. What the fuck? Why don't we set the same fucking clock? But if I was in fucking Kingscliff, 20 minutes down the road, it would be 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. What's going on there? What's happening there? Organising fucking people for appointments. Like, what the actual fuck? Telehealth. Telehealth. If you're in Queensland, you're telehealth. If they're not in Queensland, you're going, okay, well, maybe they're in Sydney. What? Just want to confirm the time. I've missed psychology appointments because I've been in fucking Queensland. Honestly, it's hell up there. And you know where needs daylight savings? Queensland. Queensland needs it. More sunshine, the sunshine state. Oh, but we're stealing the daylight. Oh, the sunshine state, but we're not going to have daylight savings? Interesting. Ungrateful.
All right. That was
so
awesome.
Actually, it's that hard.
Melbourne rant or backpack rant?
I have friends in Melbourne right now, which is very selfish. So hate Melbourne, especially right now.
So Melbourne rant?
Yeah, fuck Melbourne.
Okay.
Rant is already. Like fucking beaches in Melbourne, dude.
Yuck.
I cannot when people from Melbourne are like it's 30 degrees going to the beach and they're posting photos. I'm like, the sand is like grey, like green, like there's pebbles, like it's disgusting. You're basically in Docklands, like it's the water sewagey, it stinks. They're like, oh my god, love the beach, slay. Melbourne is so slay. It's like the one hot day of the year. And then you're like, oh, actually, like Perth beaches are better, or like Sydney Northern beaches are better. And they're like, are you, excuse me, like Melbourne has everything. When literally any beach on the entire coast of Western Australia, anywhere, north, in the middle, south, anywhere, any time of year, absolute banger. People from Melbourne don't want to hear it. I'm so sick of hearing about people being like, oh my god, Melbourne beaches, babe, it's not a beach, it's the bay. It's and if bay. You want to go to an actual beach, you have to go to, all the way down to St. All the way to St. Andrews or like Great Ocean Road, which is beautiful. It's fucking far though. And it's fucking freezing. The water is freezing. You can't even like swim in it anyway, or you just get ravaged by the hectic waves. So my rant is just like, people in Melbourne, you have so much going for you. Like Melbourne is epic for culture and stuff, but just, you can't claim beaches, guys. You got to let it go. You gotta let it go.
They're under a mass delusion down there. And I think there's something in the water, literally. There's something in those weird fucking gross beaches that's making them have, like, they're having visions. They're having, like, they're seeing mirages of a good beach. They're actually delusional. What are those little huts on St Kilda? That's not exciting to me. That's disgusting. That's a rotting bit of wood. Beach boxes, get a grip. I don't need a beach box in Tamarama. You know why? Because the beach is nice and I want to see it and I want to experience it.
What's a beach?
I don't want to hide away from those, that fucking disgusting grey cold. You can tell the sand is cold. You can tell it's cold. Looking at you going, that's not warm. No squeaking on the sand. Very granular, very thick, granular fucking sand with pebbles somewhere. What the fuck? Also, the amount of people recently, there was yet another poo virus going around Melbourne. yet another one. One of my friends, Kath Ebbs, just going to say it, I thought we were going to die because they went to Melbourne and they had a fucking tummy ache and I went to their house, barged into the house. They were looking very gremlin-y. I said, what's wrong? You've been in Melbourne. Something's happened down there. Oh, yeah. There was a waterborne virus going around and I went,
1 minute.
Well, what a shock. Another fucking waterborne virus in that godforsaken fucking town. And yeah, look, even if it was a beautiful beach, it's fucking freezing. Even Sydney is too cold for me, to be honest. I'm not frolicking in Sydney. It's fucking freezing. Why the fuck would I go to Melbourne and go to a still bay where I can't even frolic? I can't play mermaids there, can I? No, I'm not going over, under. The best part of swimming is going over, under, but I guess you guys wouldn't get that because you live near a fucking bay, not near a fucking ocean. And I think it's very sad for all of you, and I'm sorry that you go through it, and I'm sorry that you're living in a mass delusion, but you are. You are, and I'm sorry about it.
20
and yeah,
seconds.
Look, it is dangerous. People go missing off the coast all the time down there, I think. I don't really know, but I have a feeling about it, and I don't want to risk it. I reckon there is some weird, spooky shit. I don't know where I'm going with this. There's some dark arts going on in Melbourne. There's some dark arts. And I just feel like it's okay that all you guys have is public pools. That's cute.
Time's up.
And it's kind of camp.
that you guys go to public pools together like you're going to a swimming carnival. It's cute that you guys are like uploading photos in your pool. I think that's like a cute Melbourne thing to do, and it's very quintessential Melbourne to like not have a real beach. And you guys should lean into that. Like pretend you're New York. You know, New Yorkers like don't pretend they have a beach. Like they're like, they're not going, oh yay, the Hudson. Do you know what I mean? They're not going for swimming that gross thing. So why are you guys swimming in the bay? It's revolting. It's actually disgusting. I have been there like 2 times, and every time I've just felt like a sick energy from that water source. I just don't think it's right. I just don't think it's right. Bondi the other day was slightly murky because of the storm, and I got out and I said, I feel like I've been in Melbourne. I said, this feels like I've been in the bay, trademark. It's fucking revolting. So guys, enjoy your pools. It sounds like I'm being facetious, which I kind of am, but also lean into that. Why doesn't someone build a really cool pool to go to in Melbourne that you guys can all go to? Yeah, but why are people still going to the sand? You know what, actually, you know what Melbourne needs? They need a Brisbane-style fake beach at South Bank, which is revolting in itself. But the thing is, at least they tried. Melbourne are in denial still. They're still in the denial phase. Brisbane have found a solution. Not a good one, but they found a solution. They've given us something in Brisbane with the fucking South Bank pools, the streets paddle pop pools, branded. But the bay in Melbourne, what is that? It's fucking freezing. What is that? Yuck. Get a grip. Honestly, go to Perth for under a millisecond, have a breath, and realise that you've been living a lie, Melburnians. But I do love you, Chooks. Again, like I always say, my favourite people are from Melbourne, unfortunately, so I have to go there because I love all of you Chooks as people, but I just think the city itself is revolting.
Okay.
I think it's horrendous. And hasn't it dropped down on its most livable list? Interesting, isn't it? Interesting.
How maybe it's your rants on
the tide. That's what I'm saying. The tides are changing. The tides are changing. Opinions are changing on Melbourne. I hate that fucking place. I only go there to support my friends if they have things on there or if I must. And good thank coffee. God my current boyfriend's family for once is not from Melbourne. The past like 3 have been from Melbourne because I love them as people, but current boyfriend not from Melbourne. So I get to go to a different city that isn't Melbourne for a weekend, which is really exciting. Side note, I'm meeting his parents on the weekend, his mum.
Oh, that's a big one.
Isn't that cute? And his like niece and stuff. Go to his home city.
Wow.
I'm not going to say where
it
is.
How do you feel? Do you get like jittery about things like that or you don't give a shit?
Well, or he's spoken to his mum on the phone.
What? Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought you coughed.
Oh, no. I've always spoken to his mum about on the phone briefly, and his mum said on the phone, got a good feeling about this, child. And I said, me too, queen. And she's telling everyone so she's got a good feeling about it, which
so
is really
cute.
Sweet.
So, I have a good feeling about it too. I mean,
so
I'm not your mum, but yeah.
Although we've kind of started to lose a little bit because I've seen him every day for the past month, every single day, except for when he went away for 4 days, and then we'd FaceTime all day every day. And I feel like we're getting a bit, it's kind of funny. I don't know if I should say this. He won't care what I say. We keep being like, yeah, like if and or when we have kids. And then we'll like talk about, we're kind of doing a bit about it, but I feel that it's getting less of a bit and more serious.
Yeah, okay. I'm really excited about this. Oh my God.
I mean, I'm getting an IUD, so calm down.
Okay.
I actually am getting an IUD, which is a thrill.
Is that in the arm?
No, I've had the rod in the arm. I don't know what that's actually called, but I'm getting the Mirena, the IUD, which is up your cervix. So doctor said that I should have my period during it so that my cervix is softer. So I'm going to get it done in like 2 months so that I can have cum inside me every day, which is going to be so nice.
Delightful.
It's going to be really fun. But yeah, so anyway.
Grace Tame is coming in 10 minutes, so we need to do the last rant.
All right.
Yes, people, Grace Tame next week, just teasing. Not teasing, but not great.
Mid-episode tease. Yes, people. You heard that right.
The last one is the backpack rant.
Great.
My rant is about people who wear backpacks on public transport, okay? I'm done with these people. I'm at the point now where I will knock into them on purpose and tell them to take their backpack off. Yes, I've become that person. It's probably not a good thing. But it's just infuriating. Like, use your brain for a second. You're getting on peak hour, like, tram or train. You've got a backpack on. You are quite literally taking up a space of 2 people because you want to wear your backpack on your back. No, mate. Take it off, put it in between your legs on the floor, or hold it in front of you. Like, Honestly, it's just infuriating. It drives me freaking nuts. Do you know what I do? This is my question that I ask when I'm dating. The first question, this is probably why I'm single. But the question that I ask my potential suitors is, okay, it's peak hour. You get on a tram, you have a backpack on. What do you do? And I can tell you that it is a full proof method of finding out if they are somebody who gives a shit about the people around them and has just self-awareness and spatial awareness. Because if they don't say, take my backpack off and put it between me or put it before me, then that's it. See ya. Check, please. Bye. it drives me mental.
No, but honestly, what are you, like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? Like, what's going on? Why do you have a little backpack on everywhere you go? I agree. I mean, I haven't gotten a tram because, I have a couple of times, but only as like a novelty when I'm in Melbourne. But I do imagine it's the same as on trains. I can't really comprehend it because I avoid Melbourne at all costs. But I do agree with this, but I don't care enough to rant about it. I think... Chook said everything. Do you guys have any thoughts on back? Also, I'm wondering what's in your. Actually, I do have thoughts. What's in your backpacks to make them so bulbous? Like, why are they so? Why are they stretched to those fucking stitches to the nth degree? Like, when I used to work corporate, it's like I have my laptop and like maybe like some activewear and some runners in there. Like, I don't see how, why are they so packed?
Mine is very packed because I run to work. So I put like a change of clothes and shoes. Shoes bulk it up. And then I have to have my shampoo and then like my curling hairspray, which is the only beauty thing that I do. And then like and what else? My laptop, the in-ear headphones that you're wearing right now is in my backpack so nobody steals it at work.
So it's actually, I'm the source.
And then sometimes, like, I do some shopping as well after work and just,
of
like,
course.
Put it in the bag. But I am guilty of being one of those people, actually. After I heard that rant.
And then Lynn turns around and whacks kids in the head. That's what I'm always scared of. I feel like I'm always whacking people with my, like, with my school bag, I used to always whack people because it was cool to not have a backpack. It was cool to have, like, a little country roadside back, but I just whack children in the head all the time by accident. ADHD spatial awareness is not great already. So I'm also, like,
you had
10
books
seconds.
Back then. Huh? You had books back then. You probably don't need as many books now, I'm guessing, at school.
I reckon kids can go to school just with their phone. They'll be right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, sure, they don't need anything else. I agree with that. And I think that's a really great, like, metric of how to tell someone's a bad person. So we've now learned that Lem's a bad person.
Time
Oscar,
fuckers.
How about you?
Very small, as light as I can.
Exactly. See, Oscar cares about society. Lem,
Okay, I'm going to turn this around in a way that I'll make you two feel like shit. We didn't have trains growing up in Jordan. I didn't know about fucking etiquette.
Oh,
we don't even have public transport.
Here we go.
You're racist.
You win. Well, you win. Okay. Well, now you know. And now now you know. Now you know this listener has told you that you must put your bag at your feet. Okay.
Yeah, when I'm sitting on a chair, I do, but I don't think about like me putting it on when I'm like walking around. Anyway,
guys, I admit feel I'm like guilty. In Arrested Development when she goes, "How much could a banana cost? $20?" I feel like that right now because I've realized that I haven't got public transport. I think in like 5 years.
Yeah, fair enough. I haven't had for that long. Not 5 years, no.
Because I have the luxury of a car park here, and then I just walk everywhere in the east.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Maybe we should do an episode of you walking around public transport and just calling out all the shit behavior that you see, like somebody putting boogers under the seat.
Because I feel like I've caught it, but like I've caught it like to protests or like, no, I haven't caught it during like a peak hour work time.
Yeah.
I've caught it like to protests in the city or to like events like out in Anz. I've caught it, but I haven't done like a 7:30 train and a 5:30 or 6 train where it's like, or a bus where it's like a fucking nightmare. But I do remember that. Vaguely in my mind. But like, get over it. And I'm joking. Me going, guys, why don't you just, why you guys just drive to work? I don't get it. Like, but genuinely, I've just realized that I am that woman from Arrested Development.
So out of all of the rants, the things that really like got you going beyond the 2 minutes were the dating apps, Melbourne rant, daylight savings, and backpacks on trains.
Daylight savings really pissed me off, to be honest.
Daylight, because that was... people. The audio peaked, I think.
Which is your favorite out of all of them?
Well, my favourite is my hate for daylight savings because I fucking hate daylight savings so fucking much. I actually, it makes me angry every single day that it's daylight savings.
Should I got you going
again? I go, why? I go, oh, no. Why? Oh, no. I go, why do we have this stupid fucking thing? Time is a construct. Why don't we just all agree that if we're on the same fucking line, if we're in the same area, if we can cross a border and north and be in a different time zone, why are we doing that? How about we just keep consistency? Consistency is key, as they say. And I feel as though we're not being consistent in this country. So how about we just sort it out? I actually wonder if they're ever going to change that, because I think we should do a petition about it.
But they were in the States just recently, wanting to just keep it the same everywhere. Are you happy to have it darker later?
No. Or? I want Brisbane to get daylight savings. And I want us to disagree that we just keep the time. I just don't get why we bother changing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why? Does anyone know why?
You said the cows.
Who knows about the fucking cows? Do you know what I mean? It's like, what are the cows doing? The cows don't know what time it is.
Wait, we're in daylight savings now, right?
I think we're out of it now. Exactly. We're see, out no one of knows. It.
Yeah.
See, no one knows. No one knows. And she's going, isn't that hard? And all of us are going, we don't know. I don't know. All I know is my phone. And then when you wake up and you go, I'm extra tired today. You know why? You've lost an hour of sleep for literally no reason. For literally no reason. Oh, I've missed four meetings? Yeah, for no reason. Oh, I've missed my flight? Yeah, because the cows. It's like, what? Why are these cows controlling us? That's the next fucking pandemic, is the control of the cows.
So, Abby, you're happy with this actually, ranting thing?
Like, I am. I actually love it. We should actually do it every so often. Send in your rants, guys, because I loved that. And I love getting angry. I love a bit of dopamine because I'm in a happy relationship now. So it's like I'm kind of happy all day and it's very jarring for me. So get me angry.
A listener production.